magical realism and nature in this Alejandro González Iñárritu. Really just this opposite of Quentin Tarantino's Hateful Eight. Iñárritu's movie also takes place in the snow of the Old West. It's kind of incredible when this happens in Hollywood. It takes a couple of years to make a movie, so when two of the best directors of their generation make a movie about pretty much the same thing, which is the West around the time of the Civil War in the snow, it calls to question what's going on. Were they at the same party? But here we see how different they are. Fresh off his Oscar win for Best Director of Birdman, Iñárritu reveals himself to be the magical realist. There's a scene where DiCaprio, spoiler alert, where his wife has been killed, and out of the gaping bullet hole in her heart comes a dove comes flying out. It's just beautiful. And you see that sort of the indigenous peoples in the movie, the Native Americans. You see their interplay with the French. Really, this is a movie about the characters left out of the Hateful Eight. Hateful Eight is about the bandits and rascals and evil of the settlers of the West, all locked into a room and showing their darknesses and seeing who has the darker history, the racists, the womanizers, or the liars, or the outlaw bandits. And here, The Revenant takes you to a different place, which is to take everybody and lock them out of a room and say, who has it worse? The indigenous tribes, the fur trappers, the early frontier settlers. Nobody has it good, and or nature itself, the horses, the bears, who suffers at the hands of the expansion of the West more cruelly, especially in winter. And one thing is for certain, it's not the audience, because unlike Hateful Eight, there's nothing unpleasant about sitting through this movie, even as you see Leonardo DiCaprio being gored so convincingly by a bear that it calls into question every bear you've ever seen in a movie, including The Jungle Book. What a gorgeous performance by a bear. Best bear statue should be enacted out in front of either the UCLA or UC Berkeley campus. Somebody needs to adopt that bear and make it their mascot right now. That was an incredible bear performance. Anyway, we see this incredible survival of two men pitted against each other, Leo versus Hardy, at the peak of their game, calls into question. It reminds one of the De Niro Pacino Heat movie from 20 years ago, just two actors paired together as equals in a survival contest that only one can win in one of the harshest living conditions that has ever been recorded in art, and that is the expansion of the American frontier. You no longer need to wonder how people didn't make it through the winter without the help of the tribes. It's here's a living, breathing document to depict through art the type of suffering that one can only experience by either acting in a film like this or living through a time like that. Kind of stays away from the type of obvious racial and cultural politics of Tarantino's Hateful Eight, but does an even more impressive job of bringing them to the surface by showing sort of less heavy-handedly the interrelationships of the indigenous tribes and the French and the Americans and the within the Americans, the different factions of government and bandit. It'll be hard to imagine this not getting a Best Picture and Best Director nomination again.